Hey, Prime members, you can listen to Country Heat Weekly ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the app today.
4 ACM nominations.
Oh, my God. Yo, when you said 4 ACM nominations, I still didn't realize you were talking about me. Even right then, I was kind of staring at you. She's like, no, let's talk about this. 4 ACM nominations.
Like,
I was like, who got them? And they were like, I was like, I did get 4. I was like, that's crazy.
What's up? It's Kane Brown.
We are
Old Dominion.
Hey, it's Ashley McBride.
This is Jelly Roll, and I'm back, baby. Country Heat Weekly starts now.
Are you ready for this? Hello from the Country Heat House on Music Row in Nashville. I'm Amber Anderson.
I'm Kelly Sutton, and we are ready for this because Jelly Roll is our center stage guest on this week's episode. Welcome!
Yes!
He's here!
He's here. Now, last time we did this, there were like 80 gazillion fans in the audience, and we were at CMA Fest doing a live podcast taping.
It was awesome.
And the fans showed up for you.
Man, it was cool.
It was so cool.
Really, really cool, man. It was way bigger than I expected it to be, which is really cool.
I remember looking back, and it was just a sea of people.
Yeah.
Massive right there. Okay, so today, a little quieter. You get the full Country Heat Weekly experience. We got a lot to get to.
Y'all got a nice pod room. Now.
Thank you.
Shout out to Amazon. Shout out to Kelly and Amber. Y'all have moved on up. The first time I came here, this house was like a little trap house.
It was.
All right. This really turned it. Y'all turned this into a space,
man.
Hey,
we're all growing together.
This is a whole vibe in here now. I was like, all right.
See what happens when you do our podcast for us? You've taken us up with you.
Yep, that's right.
Okay, so much to get to. First and foremost, we got to talk about Stagecoach.
Yes.
You're going to be there.
I am.
Have you ever been?
No, I've never been.
Okay. It's Coachella or anything?
No, none of that. No, more of a Stagecoach guy than a Coachella guy anyway.
Well, me too.
Just because I don't know most of the acts at Coachella, to be honest. I know every act at Stagecoach every year. If I don't know an act, it's when they throw in one of them little curveball pop acts for an afternoon, you know, like the late night slot or something. But it's really cool, man. I watch the streams every year of both of them. So it's really cool to go to that ground, man.
Have you heard about the Artist Village?
No.
Okay.
Is it awesome?
It's unlike anything.
Is it really?
We showed up last year and we were like, What is this? And our trailer was like in the middle of it all. And we were like, I think this is wrong. Because you have actors, reality stars,
really?
Like musicians, so, everybody.
Is it a vibe though? Or is it like
no, it's a total vibe.
It's
but
great.
Here's the fun thing. You know how when we're downtown and we're on Broadway, you know what the people watching is like, right?
Yeah.
Well, this is people watching 2.0 West Coast with famous folks.
Wow. They're acting country for the day?
Yes.
So they're all put on their hats.
Yes.
And they're all like, we get to be play cowboys for the day.
But it's funny because you're like, oh, I didn't know that person knew that person. That's interesting.
Yeah. Oh, that's dope. I don't know anybody.
It was really
fun. That'd be even funner to know. I'm going to be like a fish out of water. I won't know anybody.
See, people are going to be coming up to you the whole time.
I'm also the worst when it comes to movies where I could see you in 10 movies and never know your name. You know what
like,
I mean?
Like, hey, guy.
Yeah.
But you recognize their faces.
Yeah, to some degree. Or sometimes I'll completely miss it. I'm so bad. And I would have liked the movie. They're like, yo, that was the guy that was the lead actor in Wolverine. I was like, really? I was like, that dude was awesome. You know what I mean? They're like, yeah.
What do you do if somebody comes up to you and it's like, hey, man, like they've known you forever and you have no idea who they are?
Well, that's how I feel about people. That's how I come up to people.
Me too.
I talk to everybody like we went to high school together. Yep. I immediately overshare. But it's so it's
you're
like,
one of us.
Hey, the person you're asking about is me. I'm that person. You know what I'm saying?
You're like, hey, how you doing?
Me and that dude will just have that moment together because that's how I am naturally. You think we went to high school. How long you know that guy? I'm like, never met him.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
This is beautiful because, and I know you've had this experience too because you're just like us. You go in for the hug and they go for the handshake and it's the weird like combination.
The hug handshake is something I can get over because I'm just I'm coming in for a hug, period. Like, put your hand away, give me a hug. What the worst is when you go for the handshake and there's a fist bump or you can't tell if they do the handshake like the double clap and the and then some people still hit the knuckles at. There's so many little handshakes. That's why I just go for the hug. I'm like, this is international. Bring it in.
That was me.
She just had this moment with Tyler Hubbard.
Last one. Yes.
Oh, poor T-Hub.
I was backstage covering the concert. He was opening for Kane. And we were recording this little social video. And he was like, hey, Amber. And he like put his hand up. So I went in for the high five, but he went in for like the side, like dap up
high five situation. Went in for like one of these, but you were already here with it.
It was so awkward, and we got it on video.
No, good. Did y'all put it out?
Oh, yeah, of course.
I bet Tyler made it as easy as he could.
Before you leave today, we'll come up with a really awkward handshake that we can all do together.
We need to come up with our own little personal handshake.
That's right.
We're doing it.
We call it the Stagecoach Handshake.
We're doing it.
Speaking of, Friday night, your direct support for Eric Church. Anybody else on the lineup that night that you know of that you're like, I just need to sneak out and see them for like a second?
Dwight Yoakam. Dwight Yoakam's playing, dude. A legend, right? Is this not crazy? I got to go out for Dwight Yoakam. I'm kind of dreading it.
I saw he was playing and I was like, that's one of those that I've never seen live. I've seen so many people live and I've never seen him live.
And he's going to kill.
Yeah, he's going to kill.
And that's for my day, of course. I'm also looking forward to seeing Morgan. I'm staying all weekend.
Okay.
Like a fan.
Oh, good. Because
there's so much happening. I don't want to miss Miranda. And I really want to see what Nickelback does on a late night stage. And Wiz Khalifa, they're all my friends. Yeah. I do have a lot of friends on this card. So,
have you hung out with Post Malone yet?
I have. Yeah, I love Post, man. I'm looking forward to seeing him do a bunch of country covers, too. I think it's going to be really, really cool.
So good.
So fun.
So let me ask you this. Is it, like, when you're approaching prepping for this, how different is it playing a festival like this versus your own show? What are you bringing that's different than a Jelly headlining show?
Well, the biggest thing for this particular for Stagecoach for me is that it's a 50-minute set, and I've been headlining doing 90. So, it like to me, it makes it a little more fun because I don't have enough hits to do a 90-minute set. So I kind of you got to let the room breathe and do a couple covers. Where it's like when I get to do the 30 to 50-minute set, I just get to just all bangers, all energy the whole way through. It's going to be really, really cool. And I am still nerdy enough, and I don't know if other artists do this or not, but big moments like this, we do different sets for. So, like, we're in rehearsal right now because the set we'll do at Stagecoach, we'll never do anywhere else.
Really?
Yeah, at least in this order of songs, there'll be some songs we'll never perform anywhere else. Like, other festivals, you'll do something you won't do just to keep something unique, but, like, this will be a totally different run of show.
Ooh. Oh, I love this.
Me too. Okay.
So, for friends and fans who are listening right now that are like, I don't have tickets and I can't go, it's okay. We got you covered because Amazon Prime Video will be live streaming it.
Ooh.
Also, Amazon Music Channel on Twitch.
Yeah.
So, they can watch it.
So, no pressure for me not to blow it now.
No pressure. No pressure.
The 80,000 people in front of the stage wasn't enough pressure. Now, I got to worry about blowing a note in front of the people behind.
No worries. You'll be great.
Speaking of all things Amazon, this weekend you'll be dropping an Amazon Music original song.
Yes. Woo-hoo! Around Stagecoach.
Yes. It's a collab.
Yes.
It's a tribute.
It is.
And we're going to talk about it when Country Heat Weekly comes back.
Yes.
Do you ever wonder where all your money went? Like every single time you look at your bank account? Honestly, it's probably all those subscriptions. I felt that way too, until I got Rocket Money. Rocket Money helped me see all the subscriptions I'm paying for, and it was eye-opening. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, it all adds up so quickly. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code AUDIO to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code AUDIO at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code AUDIO.
We're back with Jelly Roll, and we have an exclusive track to talk about. But first, let's make sure everybody understands what an Amazon Music original actually is.
Yes. So usually they are cover songs. Sometimes they are different versions of an artist's song. Sometimes it's something completely new, but it's exclusive to us.
Okay. Yes.
And you can buy it on your Amazon shopping app, or you can stream it on Amazon Music service. But you just can't, like, walk into a store and buy this version or stream it anywhere else.
Yes.
So
yes.
We got dibs.
Mm-hmm. So now that we've explained that, Jelly, tell everyone about this amazing collaboration you'll be releasing.
I had one idea in mind. like a few months back, and I started kind of chewing and mulling over this idea. And then we went through the tragedy of losing Toby Keith. And I, when I realized how sick Toby was a year ago, I started doing Should Have Been a Cowboy in my set. Just to kind of, I don't want to say honor him early, but just in the event that his battle with cancer worsened. You know what I mean? It just, when I seen him, I was like, man, you know, I remember my father having cancer. I could tell he was in a fragile place. So when he passed away, I was instantly like, and something that really inspired it, just to tie it all together, how quick this change for me was, I'd seen his family for this Toby Keith tribute at the CMT Awards. Mm-hmm. And his son walked up to me and just was so sweet. He said, I just want to tell you, man, I seen your thing you did at the Houston Rodeo. And he was like, it moved me because I felt like you went out of your way to stay true to his version.
That's cool.
And he said, it's my favorite version of that song ever, besides my father's. And I was emotional him telling me this. And he don't know it. I need to find his number and call him one day and tell him the story. But hopefully he'll hear. And I left and I called my manager that day and I was like, Should Have Been a Cowboy. That's the Amazon exclusive. Like, we've been singing it to honor Toby. And he was like, who could we get on it that would be honor him, but would also be a curveball enough that would make people go, maybe I should see what he does on this. Fast forward, I met T-Pain. And I was like, I think T-Pain's the guy. And the best part was me and T-Pain had a talk. And I said, do you know anything about Toby Keith? And he started gushing. And he said, man, let me tell you. I guess he presented an award at the CMT Awards in 2015, and Toby was the co-presenter.
I didn't know this.
And T-Pain's telling me this story. He's like, yeah, man, it was really cool because I was super nervous. I was like super fish out of water. I didn't know anybody. Yeah. And I walk up to this big cowboy, and he's like, T-Pain. You know, Toby, your big dog, yeah, daddy, yeah. Just kind of nudges him and kind of relaxes him a little bit, you know? And I just thought that was a cool story. So when he said that, I was like, well, that's what I was calling about. I was like, would you feel crazy if we did a Toby Keith cover for Amazon? He was like, dude, he sent the vocals over in a day.
Oh,
I don't know where T-Pain finds the time to do it. He laid his vocals before me, literally.
I mean, this is so fresh. Like, yeah. You guys just recorded. We haven't even heard it yet.
No, nobody's heard. I haven't heard the final version of it yet, technically.
Really?
Yeah, I heard his version. I laid my verse the other day, or my pieces to it, but I'm waiting to hear back the actual.
Yeah, this is fresh.
I was talking
fresh.
To my producer when I was walking in. This is fresh, fresh.
Yeah. What a cool full circle moment.
I love
when stuff like that happens.
Yes, I love when songs have stories.
Yeah.
That's cooler than just like we was in the room and this guy had a title.
Yeah.
Like, I love when songs, like, start to birth from weird places. You know what I mean? And, like, I love curveballs and odd mixes and stuff like that. I'm just a big fan of that.
Okay, so next on the long list of things that we need to talk about, 4 ACM nominations. Holy cow.
Four.
Where were you when those came out?
Dude. Oh, my God. Yo, when you said 4 ACM nominations, I still didn't realize you were talking about me. Even right then, I was kind of staring at you. She's like, let's talk about this. 4 ACM
yeah,
nominations.
Like,
I was like, who got them? And they were like, I did get 4. I was like, that's crazy. No, it's nuts. It's unreal, man. It was, I think, you know, for the ACMs, it's really special to me because last year, because of when Son of a Sinner had came out, mm-hmm. I didn't qualify to be in any category. And we debuted Save Me There, of course. I was the only mm-hmm. artist that got to perform there that wasn't nominated because that's kind of one of their hard rules. But lucky for me, Lainey was nominated. But to be able to go back this year, 4-time nominated, including Entertainer of the Year, Male Artist of the Year, Event of the Year. But, you know.
I just even
when
chills.
They, yeah, it was crazy. When they said you've been nominated 4 times, I was like, I wonder what 4. I didn't think they had 4 categories small enough for me to be nominated in. You know what I mean? Like the smaller earlier in the broadcast categories. And they were like, you've been nominated for Entertainer of the Year. I was like, what? You know who beat everybody to it? Before I seen the full nominations, I read my text. And Vesio, my publicist, texted and said, you're not going to believe this. And right under it, all I seen was Kane Brown said, congrats on EOTY nom.
Oh, wow.
And that's when I hit Vesio and was like, what categories is this? She's like, you're not going to believe it. And I was like, no way. And it was really cool that Kane was
that
like
Kane
that fast to,
yeah.
to the text thread to be like, congrats. You know what I mean? And I didn't know he was nominated too.
Yeah.
So like, you're like class act, dude. You know what I mean?
Oh, man.
It's
I love
crazy.
That so much. And
it's
I just have
so
to
exciting.
Say really quick
yeah.
that I'm sitting in the room with 2 ACM nominees.
Oh, thank you.
Don't
I mean,
Kelly.
Yay. This was my first year, too. First year buddies here, rookies.
Win, lose, or draw, we'll do it together. Deal?
Deal. after party no matter what.
The nomination was partyable for me.
That's right.
Yeah, people don't. When I get nominated, partyable. We're instantly partying. That is it. Now, the level of the party goes from there. You know what I mean?
So what? Let's talk about Entertainer of the Year. Obviously, we've got Male Artist of the Year, Single of the Year, Musical Event of the Year, Entertainer of the Year.
Yeah.
What defines Entertainer of the Year to you?
Man, you know, this is such an interesting conversation to have. One, I don't think I deserve to be in the category. I think I'm there a little bit early, and I appreciate the nod, and it means a lot that I got it. And I am truly honored. But, I mean, when you look at guys like Morgan Wallen and Luke Combs that are selling out stadiums, frankly, if I could give the award away myself, I would give it to Cody Johnson. I don't think anybody's going to do more shows than him this year. I don't think anybody works harder than him. And I don't know if y'all have ever seen a Cody Johnson live show.
Yeah.
But, I mean, it's like he's riding a bull. You know what I mean? It's like he never left. He brings bull rider energy for 90-something. It's insane to me he's in that good a shape. You know what I mean? Like, it is, he jumps, screams, kicks.
Yep.
I mean, it's an old school Garth Brooks show. You know what I mean?
You're exactly right.
Kane Brown. Yeah. You know, mm-hmm. I don't think he can miss.
She just saw his show, and she came back and said, he's leveled up again.
Every year, and because it's actually funny, because it was a year ago, mm-hmm. we were at Stagecoach, and I told Kelly, I said, we don't go out for anything else. We don't have time to go out for anything else. We have got to go out for Kane, because you have got to see Bury Me in Georgia Live.
No. I heard he's starting the show with it now.
He is starting the show with it. And I mean, yeah.
I've been reading reviews. So it's like maybe I do belong to be in the nom, but it's like the kid in me looks at that category and goes, man, there's a dog fight in the top three or four. And I'm just kind of on the outside of that dog fight, just glad to be here. You know what I mean? Because that's how I feel about it. Male Artist of the Year, I feel the same way. I mean, there's just so much insane talent there. Mm-hmm. Event of the Year, I feel the same way, but it's the one that I'm worried about the most because I don't walk into award shows wanting to win. It's just not, I'm not a competitive guy in general. You know what I mean? Like, it's just not in my spirit. But I had a sad moment where I realized that's the last time that I think, and I could be wrong, but I think it's the last time that it'll be on the noms.
With you
for
lighting.
Any.
Yeah.
Like, this is it. This is the last, because I think it was nominated for CMA last year. It's like, I would just hate for the sunset of this era mm-hmm. without that song getting what I think it deserves.
Yeah.
I thought it deserved a Grammy. If Zach Bryan, that motherfucker, I love him. I love him. We are friends. But if that motherfucker would have dropped that song with Kacey Musgraves 6 days later, then he would have been for the next cycle of Grammy voting. They intentionally dropped that song. The label's like, we got to get this out before the Grammy nom. You know how labels do.
Yeah.
And they were like, well, let's drop it here. And it's like, you f***ed me. And he deserved it because it was a bigger song.
It really was.
And we're friends. So I joke. I say this all joking. Like, I love Zach. We're really buddies.
Well, speaking of Lainey, you guys are competing against each other for Entertainer of the Year. So do you guys have any friendly wagers?
No. I'd rather Lainey win it than me.
Okay,
I'm telling you.
Here's the thing. I need to know this.
I think my live show is on par with everybody else's.
Yeah.
I think that short of Luke and Morgan, who are just, it's not even a fair comparison, my ticket sales are arguably, I'm probably going to outsell most people mm-hmm. in the space this year. And I do the work. But man, Lainey's just a machine, dude. The way I describe Lainey is this way. I do the stuff in this town that nobody will do, and Lainey does the stuff I won't do. You know what I mean? Like, that's the best way to put it. That is the best way to describe it. Like, I show up to the stuff nobody shows up to with a smile, and Lainey shows up to the shit I won't show up to. You know
Lainey
what I mean?
Was there 15 minutes before you
For
got there.
For sure. It's insane. In full hair and makeup, and her voice already warmed up.
That's right. That's right.
You know what I mean? I'm like,
hard.
Who are you?
I mean,
you know what I mean?
But
I was like,
all of y'all, you work so hard. I feel like we've had this conversation with all of you at some point.
Yeah.
Being like, I walked in today and I said, when do you sleep?
Yeah, right, you know? Right. It's crazy. But Lainey's, she's different, man. She's built different.
What is your acceptance speech going to be like? Because I will guarantee you, no matter who wins, no one will have a better acceptance speech than Shelly.
I wish these award shows were determined on who would have the best speech. But, no, it's I wouldn't even think of it. I won't even plan for a speech, not for Entertainer of the Year. I don't plan on speeches anyways. I don't go in planning to win. I just go in glad to be in the conversation. Like, me being in the Entertainer, like, what the ACMs don't know for me is, and I hope they hear this and know this, is that I won Entertainer of the Year by y'all nominating me. Mm-hmm. Like, the fact that that night, on the night of, some poor guy, some celebrity, I'm sure, is going to stand up there with a sheet of paper and go, and the nominees are. And it's going to be like, Morgan Wallen, and you're going to think about all these Billboard records he broke. Luke Combs, you're going to think of these 16 or 20 number ones or however many he's farted out. You know what I mean? Like, whatever. I bet he's lost count, too. It's like Ashley Gurley. You know what I mean? And it's going to be like Lainey Wilson and then Cody Johnson, who I think is having one of the biggest moments in country music right now. I think he's, my daughter's generation did not get to experience George Strait, but they are lucky to experience Cody Johnson.
Right.
Lainey Wilson coming off of Entertainer of the Year from the CMAs and coming off of a big Grammy win. You know what I mean? Like, I look and then this, just randomly.
You're not random.
And Jelly Roll. And I'm just going to be like, ha ha, I got him. You know what I'm saying?
It's going
to
be great.
I don't care if my name gets called. The fact that I have to be, that I get a little TV time right there to be like, ha ha.
It's going to be amazing. You know? And we're all going to be cheering. And of course, we have to remind everybody, the ACM Awards are handed out on May 16th on Prime Video.
That's right. Okay, we were at the number one party with you and Lainey a couple weeks back, which I love the fact that you had a tin roof. I'm like, yeah.
And had a tattoo. They let us put a tattoo shop in the tin roof.
So
I thought they were
good. Did you have a tattoo, Kelly?
I did not. But
what?
I was really close. I don't have any tats.
That was a great place to get a first one, Kelly. Yeah.
I wanted to, but I didn't.
Man, that would have been a good story.
I seriously thought they were going to be the fake ones that we were just going to put on to look like you. And then we walk around the corner and I'm like, oh no, this is for real. And it was your cousin, right?
Yes, my cousin.
I was like, dang.
And they're all white trash and fat.
No,
breathing
they
heavy.
Great.
They're the best. I love them.
If anybody was going to give one, it was him.
Okay. My biological cousin.
So we need to talk about Madison Square Garden.
Oh God, yes.
When Country Heat Weekly comes right back. So stay tuned.
You're going to make me hold that one?
Hold that one.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search. Match. With Indeed. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/match. Just go to Indeed.com/match right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/match. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Do you ever feel like you're settling? For your foundation, that is. Maybelline's new Instant Age Rewind Eraser Foundation doesn't settle into fine lines and wrinkles. With SPF 20 and moisturizing Pro Vitamin B5, this foundation not only provides medium coverage and a natural finish, but also protects and nourishes your skin. And the best part? The blurring sponge tip applicator makes application a breeze. Say goodbye to cakey, uneven foundation, and hello to a flawless, radiant complexion. Try our new foundation today and see the difference for yourself at amazon.com/instant-eraser-foundation.
Jelly Roll is in the hot seat for this episode of Country Heat Weekly. We have a few more things on our list to talk about, so I hope you weren't planning on going anywhere.
No, I'm hanging. Hanging. I got all day.
Okay.
This is the only thing on my calendar today.
Great.
Good. All right. So we were at the tin roof.
That's why I showed up in slippers.
I'm glad.
Did y'all see my Uggs?
No. They're fashionable.
They look very comfy everywhere.
So we were at Tin Roof a couple months back celebrating a bunch of things for both you and Lainey Wilson. You kind of dropped a bomb on your record label right then. You said, hey, we got new music coming in April. And I just saw these people going like, what? What?
Yeah.
What's happening?
And I was a little wrong. It'll be May, but it's close.
I was going to say, where's the update on that?
Yeah, it's close. Really, okay. Dude, I've got, I haven't said this publicly, really. I alluded to it after the CMTs, but God willing, going into the ACMs will begin the new chapter. I think Whitsitt Chapel, that era ended at the CMTs.
Okay.
If it's a chapter in a book, how long is the chapter and what's the name of it?
It's the biggest, longest chapter I've wrote in a long, ever, maybe in my career. I wrote 100 and something songs last year.
Ooh.
So I don't know how many of them I'm actually going to release this year, but I plan on like, last year I did a really tight, small package with Whitsitt Chapel. Yeah. I think this year I told my wife, I am fighting the urge to start getting on TikTok like an artist that never made it. and just start just dropping songs and just see what goes. Like, I am have that many songs in my phone right now. I'll play y'all one before we leave. I'll play you a couple.
Would love that.
I've got crazy in-genre collabs. I've got two or three crazy out-of-genre collabs on my album. Like, it's when you look at the track list finally and it says who it's featuring, you're going to be like, what is happening here? You're going to be like, what kind of album is this? You know what I mean? I've got a gospel singer on this album.
Really?
I've got rappers on this album. I've got a pop singer on this album. I've got a rock and roll, two rock and roll bands on two different features. I've got like three or four country features. It's like crazy.
This is giving me life right now.
You know, I'm a super collaborative dude anyway.
Yes.
I'm like a super like come one, come all kind of guy.
That's why people love you so much. And that's why I feel like listeners can find themselves in your music because, you know, most of us listen to all kinds of stuff.
Yes.
Like, you know, we're all like a mix of all these things.
Oh yeah.
And so I just feel like it makes you that much more relatable.
Yay,
and everybody just, I mean, everyone loves you. We all know this.
Oh,
so
thank you.
You need to drop little Easter eggs, do little Taylor Swift hints all around, and then we'll all be digging around
right?
trying to figure out.
That's what I need to do.
Yeah.
That's perfect.
Have you heard the Taylor Swift album?
Yes.
Full disclosure, I'm a Swiftie and I haven't listened.
You haven't yet?
I am not.
First up, listen to the song with Post.
It was the first song on the record, right? Fortnite?
It's a masterpiece. I love
good.
It. Good.
Good for them. What a way to start the record, too.
I know.
Good for Post.
She needs to get in with you and be like, come on.
I hope, man. I'm from Tennessee. God, I hope I sneak in there one day. I hope she don't give nobody else a look. I hope I catch one just by default of being a native. You know what I mean?
Raise your hand real high.
Right?
I met Justin Timberlake the other day, and I think the only reason he agreed to meet me is because of, like, the Tennessee connection.
And no, he's like
a, he was sweet.
He's like a music.
He was
like,
so
nerd.
Sweet. I walked right in, and he was like, "Man, I just want you to know that your music's powerful, but your message is so much bigger." I was like, "Oh, I almost fainted."
Is he one of the collaborations?
No, God, I wish. Jeez, I'm not that famous.
I'm manifesting that one.
I barely got lucky to get in there and meet him. I left awkwardly fast too because I just felt like. I don't want to waste no more of your time. Thank you, Mr. Timberlake. And I just shot out the door. And I was like, I said hi and bye. I didn't take a picture. I didn't remember to do anything. I didn't pitch myself. I'm normally a little smarter at like trying to pitch myself in that moment. Instead, I was just like, nice to meet you. Like, man, your music's so good, but your message is so much bigger. I was like, man, that means a lot. Thank you, Mr. Timberlake. And just shot right out the door. But he's like, what's up with this guy?
Thank you, Mr.
Yeah,
Timberlake.
I call him Mr. Timberlake. I bet, because he had all his band in there. I bet they chuckled when I walked out the door. Like, that was weird.
I just want you to know.
Now, let me tell you a story about this.
Okay, come on.
I hate Lainey Wilson.
Okay.
This is the only time I'll ever say I hate Lainey Wilson.
This is so great.
Me and Lainey Wilson are coming off stage at the iHeartRadio Awards, and as we're coming to the side, Lainey comes in, and Lainey goes one way, I go the other way. Frankly, because I was going to take an elevator, Lainey was going to take the steps. We were just acting out our sizes.
Okay.
Right? So when I get back to our dressing rooms, which are adjoined, I go, hey, Lainey, come here. Come here, Lainey. She comes over. I said, I just asked, could I meet Justin Timberlake? They're fixing to take us back. Do you want to come with me? I was like, I wouldn't go without you. And she goes, and I watched her face get sad. And she goes,
she already
I just met him. And I was like, here I am running back. I was halfway to his room and turned around like, can't leave Lainey. You know what I'm saying? And go back to get Lainey. You didn't even think of me. And she, the best part is Lainey's such a good human. She felt so bad. And you could see it on her face. I was like, we're not the friends I thought we were.
But I want you to know that this is very good because sometimes whenever we like meet somebody that we're really like, oh gosh, that's whoever. Like, you know, you're like, oh, why did I say that? That was so stupid.
Always.
But you're just like, you're just like us.
Oh, I say something stupid every time. No.
Jelly Roll.
It's my go-to. Like,
thank you, Mr. Timberlake.
Yeah, it's my go-to. I just say something corny all the time.
Oh my gosh. Okay, I want to go back to all the new music that you have coming because this summer you're playing all the fairs, all the festivals. You're playing Faster Horses, Rock the South, Gulf Coast Jam in my home, sweet home.
Oh yeah, baby.
Panama City Beach. Cheyenne Frontier Days. So are you ready for the Cowboys?
Mm. Have you ever been to Cheyenne Frontier Days?
I have not.
I have not, but I've heard it's amazing.
Yes.
It is. The Houston Rodeo is special because of, I mean, the size of it and just what it does for culture. But that Frontier Days Rodeo, of all the rodeos we play, man, it is something about it that is like, it's the toughest of the tough. It is where, you know, it's where Lane Frost died. It's where the famous 8 Seconds movie was written about. Was Lane Frost passed away up there. It's got that kind of history and that kind of feeling. Mm. And it is a tough crowd. And I don't mean tough like hard to rock. I mean tough like real deal bull riding, real deal roping.
Yeah.
Like It isn't pop culture rodeo. Like, those dudes are willing to die on that horse.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You know what I mean? Like, they're willing to die on that bull. It is a different culture, man. And it's special in every way.
Looking ahead to August, Beautifully Broken Tour.
Yes.
Warren Zeiders, Alexandra Kay. You got big arenas. United Center in Chicago, TD Garden in Boston.
And Climate Pledge in Seattle.
Oh, that's right. You're doing mm-hmm. Climate Pledge in Seattle, too. September 27th.
Yes. The
Madison
Garden.
Square Garden.
Big deal.
Okay. Big, how big we deal. Feeling?
Nervous.
Are you?
Yeah, of course, man. This is like the rooms you... I was explaining this to my wife, that you got to remember, Madison Square Garden was such a big deal in the early age, before there was a way to track how big bands were or weren't. Mm-hmm. That was a way they would, like, sell you on TV. Like, late night shows,
this
next band recently sold out Madison Square Garden.
That's right.
Like,
so
it was that big of a deal that they would reference you selling out that arena, because it would signal to the rest of America, these people are a big deal.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Or, like, when comedians would come in and be like, they just did 3 nights at the Radio City Music Hall.
Right.
Like, as a Tennessean, I didn't know anything about Madison Square Garden or Radio City Music Hall, but I know that Letterman thought it was a big deal.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because that's how he introduced people. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, like, when you go to those places, because now it's different. You can see ticket sales. We see TikToks. You can tell who's doing, it's mm-hmm. different.
Nice.
Back then, you just like, a band could sell 1 million records and not be able to sell a ticket because people ended up only liking the single and they hated the rest of the album. Y'all remember this.
Mm-hmm.
So they had this band, like, they sold 1 million records, sent them on tour, and then the tour would just bomb.
Right.
Now we got real analytics. We can look at Facebook followers from certain places. You were just blind, like, we sold 1 million this year. It was like, no, the single was that good that 1 million people went and bought the album and then hated it together, and now nobody's coming to the show. You know what I mean? So they would sell you on, like, this band sold out Madison Square Garden. You were like, they're huge.
Yeah, I need to go see it.
Yeah, you're like, hey, go see this show. They sold out Madison Square Garden.
That's going to be awesome.
It's going to be really cool.
And I'd like to be one of those bands.
I'd
like to be a band that they were like, Jelly Roll sold out Madison Square Garden.
Well, tickets are on sale now.
They really are.
Not a lot left there, neither, by the way.
Oh, really?
Not a Madison
Square Garden. Are you watching? Do you look?
Every Friday I get ticket counts and read them like I'm an obsessed nerd. What y'all don't know about me is when I was in middle school and high school or elementary school, I would give the whole school birthday cards to come to my birthday party. You know, your parents will send you in with Valentine's Day cards for the whole class or something. Or just give one to everybody in your class and there'd be an RSVP number. And it'd be a week out from my birthday, and I'd be all excited about my birthday. And my mom would be like, I don't think we're going to have the party. And I'd be like, why? Everybody's excited. She's like, nobody's called. I'd have zero RSVPs.
What?
I swear, and I don't want to sound like weird, but like as a childhood, I just got to where I can talk about this without crying. As a childhood trauma, now that triggers every time I try to sell a show.
Oh, my goodness.
So like what people don't know about me that I never admit is when I announce tours, I don't get on the internet that day.
Wow.
It scares me. I'm nervous. I'm worried it's going to be the year that nobody RSVPs to my party. You know what I mean? Because this has been such a... Do you know, I don't mean to say this in a mean way, but a real way. Like, y'all all went to high school.
Mm-hmm.
There wasn't a lot of popular plus-size people in high school. It was low-hanging fruit. It was the easiest class of people to pick on besides minorities.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So it's like, I always fought that uphill battle. So it's still crazy to me that, 600,000-800,000 people or 1 million people in America last year bought a ticket to watch a 450-pound man sing songs. That's just absurd to me because I couldn't give free cake to 10 kids in my middle school.
They're calling now for tickets.
Fuck them.
They sure are.
Okay, we have some burning questions that we need to ask you.
These are rapid fire.
What's the first thing you're going to want when you cross the finish line of the 5K?
Ooh, a water. Because I'm not going to carry one, and I got a feeling my big butt's going to be parched. Because I carry them on my walk sometimes, and they just get in the way.
Yeah.
So I'm like, I'm just not even trying that. I'm just going to just thug it.
Does Bussy the bus dog do any tricks?
He poops on the floor. He's 2 years old, and it's his go-to trick. You can take him outside and walk him for an hour, and he'll come right back in and lay a loaf on the carpet. It's crazy.
He's comfortable.
Thank you, Amber, for standing up for my dog that can't control its bowel movements. Thank you. I don't know why I came here today.
Oh, we love you. Okay,
my face hurts.
I'm just laughing so hard.
Oh, gosh.
Okay, you have once said that you regret 98% of your tattoos. So what is your favorite tattoo?
Ooh, nobody's ever asked. Thank you. I'm so glad somebody finally asked. My quokka is always one of my favorites. But my cross on my face, my music man on my head, my daughter's name on my side of my head. My bunny. Have y'all ever noticed that there's a bunny in my flower?
Oh,
see the little skull bunny?
Yeah. Eyelashes and everything.
Yeah, that's my little skull bunny. So I love those for some reason. That's my stuff. And I love that this is dark, but I had a lot of friends die when I was young. Like through my high school and early 20s, a lot of friends overdosed. A lot of friends got shot and killed. A couple friends committed suicide. I mean, I went through a lot of fields, tons, more than I ever cared to share. And I kept getting all these RIP tattoos. And then one day I looked at the guys that I grew up with and I was like, I'm not going to wait till y'all die. So all of my friends, I got their names tattooed all throughout my arm, up my sleeves. So like when I look down, I see like my uncle's name or like my wife's name or like my high school best friend's name or you know what I mean? Like I have all these and you can barely see them. They're just all in random little places on my arms. And I'm really proud of that. Like it's R Dub.
Oh, I love that.
That is very cool.
Okay, one more burning question. What's the last thing you bought on Amazon?
Oh, goodness. The last thing I bought on Amazon was socks.
It's a good buy.
I buy all my socks on Amazon. I buy everything on Amazon, for the record. I haven't went and bought nothing out of a store in years, but socks are probably, it goes into my most frivolous thing. It's not my most frivolous, but one of the things I spend the stupidest money on since I got money now is socks.
Socks?
I wear fancy socks?
No,
just regular socks, but I don't wash socks anymore. I like throw socks away now. Because if I do a show and just sweat through those in my boots, I just toss them. And because, you know, I've got a little money now. I just go buy me a 50-pack on Amazon. You know what I mean?
Buy a 50-pack.
I buy them by like the 50-packs. They're awesome. Well, I think it's 48s.
Listen, we could talk to you all day. But I could, we know. Too.
I hate that we have to leave.
I thought we were doing
like a big long one. I was excited.
Well, we're going to see you at Stagecoach.
Yay,
so that's going to be amazing. And we're just going to hang out and have the best time in the desert.
We're really excited.
Yeah.
So
I go on Friday at 8.
Yes. Oh, we can't wait.
It's going to be beautiful.
Yes.
I think.
I cannot wait. But our show next week will be all the highlights from California's Country Music Festival. Kelly and I will be chatting with so many people.
You can follow along all the fun. Find us on social media. I'm the Kelly Sutton.
And I'm Hey. It's Amber A. Jelly, what's your handle?
At Jellyroll 615, 615, because of Nashville's area code. If people ask me that all the time, I thought I'd clear it up for once.
That's right.
Oh, I love it. It's so good. We'll see everyone listening at home along with our friend Graham Bunn this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday starting at 4 p.m. Pacific on Prime Video live from Stagecoach.
We'll see you guys then.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Hey, Prime members, you can listen to Country Heat Weekly ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today. Before you go, tell us about yourself by completing a short survey at listenerstudy.com.
Once upon a beat. Remember those stories and fables that would capture your imagination and you couldn't wait to see how they would unfold? And now, when you read them as an adult, you think some of these old tales could use a fresh spin. We have a perfect podcast to bring you the stories you remember, remix, and reimagine for the kids in your life today. Join me,
DJ Fu,
and my trusty turntable, Baby Scratch, as we spin up new tales in the New Kids and Family Podcast, Once Upon a Beat. Yeah. Wondry and Tinkercast are bringing you a jam-packed, music-filled weekly party where hip-hop and fables meet. It's Once Upon a Beat. Follow Once Upon a Beat on the Wondry app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen to Once Upon a Beat early and ad-free right now by joining Wondry Plus in the Wondry app or Wondry Kids Plus in Apple Podcasts.
Once Upon a Beat.